Carol Wood, the veteran. Carol, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Well, I had Kyle Malin here in the studio yesterday, as well as City Pulse's publisher, and they both told me that Carol Wood is the wily veteran, probably has the biggest name recognition of anyone running, and she will be a force to be reckoned with today.
Well, I think I've also heard from them that I'm responsible for all the city's woes. So.
Now, would Burl Swartz not pass on love like that? Come on.
And I find that rather amusing that I have this much power because I'm not getting some of the things done that I want done. So.
All right. Now, on the other end of it, they mentioned on the program that maybe you were a divisive force, that you were a little stubborn and kind of held the city council back because so many council members followed your lead. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think stubborn, yes, because I support neighborhoods, and I have said long and hard on that issue that I'm absolutely support neighborhoods and proud of that reputation for that. Are there issues that I have asked questions for and demanded answers and tried to make sure that it was the best deal or the best thing that we were doing for the city? Absolutely. Again, I'm one vote on council, and if people listen to some of my concerns, then I'm validated with the fact that I do have them. If they don't, they vote differently, that's fine too. We all learn from the votes that we make.
Several of the newer candidates, candidates who haven't held office before, have said that the city council needs new blood, new energy, new ways of thinking, that there are some who aren't represented on council, that immigrants, that the youth, that small business owners aren't represented on the city council, and perhaps their needs are overlooked. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would hate to think that I'm put in a class that the fact the only people I can represent are divorcees, middle-aged, overweight women, because I don't represent just those. I represent the entire city. I try to listen to all the issues out there, all the different groups that are involved in our city, from young people to immigrants to senior citizens. That's the responsibility I have. And I'm not sure that you have to be a particular type of person to only represent that particular group on council. Shame on us if we're not listening to everyone.
It's interesting how much of a catch-22 your job can be, because I've had folks tell me about Carol Wood that she takes too long to decide what she's going to do, and that she doesn't want the town to be progressive and to grow. And I've heard from candidates today, Carol said that the city council needs to take more time to make the choices that they make.
Well, it is a fine balancing line that you have to have out there. But I think the thing that sometimes people forget is the decision that we make today affects lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so we need to make sure that we're doing it right the first time. And sometimes that means taking a little bit of time to make those decisions and make sure that they're the right decisions. When I look at the steps that were done to keep GM, when we went through that process, it took over a year to work through some of those issues and to make sure that we were making the right decisions. I look at accident fund, and that moved rather swiftly once things were in place. There are ordinances that people have to live by, and making sure that we're doing them right the first time. I think those are extremely important because they do have an impact on the quality of life, whether it's a business that's trying to go in or whether it's an issue about housing in neighborhoods. So some of those deserve our time and attention. unfortunately, or fortunately, however people want to look at it, much of our work with dealing with Committee of the Whole and some of the work on council is done in front of the TV camera, so people assume that that means that you don't get along, that you're always arguing. But that's part of the legislative system.
Carol, do you feel picked on?
You know, I've got pretty broad shoulders. You know, are there days when sometimes some of that comes out there and you go home and those shoulders are drooping a little? Absolutely. But last night I came home and there were three messages on my phone from people who I had done some things for in the past week, saying to me how much they appreciated and it helped them out. And those are the things that get me through to the next day. That's why I'm running again, because I believe that I still have a lot of service to give to the community, and I can be a help out there. And that's what I was taught to do by my parents.
All right, Carol, good luck today, and obviously we will be talking to you real soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony.